back to Lou on WNJC 1360 on the AM dial, WNJC1360.com, DrLouMusic.com on the Internet Live. We are here at the Independent Music Conference, and I'm going to do a little technical work. My neck is a little bit broken tonight. But with us now, thanks a lot to Genevieve for being here on the air. And we have a band called Close Enough. Let me make sure we got get your mic lines up. Ready? Close Enough.
Hello.
Is here on the air with us, and we have Anthony Foti, correct? And Adam
Vislich.
Vislich. Okay. See, I
wanted to see.
I anticipate the silence, and I jump right in.
I am a word butcher. I have a. I take out the proverbial tongue axe and chop up every word that comes my way. And anything that does come my way, I appreciate. Now, this thing here, I have to get right on the tune for it because it'll start playing, and I have to watch out. But we're actually dealing with a lot of technology today, and it's big here at the conference. It is very, very big. And this is the Independent Music Conference. If you're just tuning in, it is all about the independent artists. It's all about the music they bring and the message that it goes out to everybody, and we get music from all over the world. We get it from Sonic Bids. We've had it from Iceland to Spain to the Black Sea in Russia, down to the New Zealand coast and Australia. And we have it everywhere. And we just had a little lady here who has this pilgrimage from 911, and she's going around the country. She's a 64-year-old lady. She's going around the country.
Wow.
And we're going to be following her.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So for those of you who are listening, make sure you stay in touch, and I don't remember her name. Carol, I think her name is. Carol Reed Bamsberger. But we're talking about Close Enough right now.
We actually met through advertisements, et cetera, to get the Ultimate Band, and we were scheduled to meet for dinner at a diner on September 12th, 2001.
Wow. And who were you supposed to meet?
All five of us.
Oh.
And we saw what happened on the 11th, and Adam and I were just hanging out in the lobby, and we said, is this going to happen or not? And all five showed up for dinner, and the rest is history, and we'll have our five-year anniversary.
And that was the band. So you put this band together as a project then?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I had been in a few bands based in New York, and, things just didn't work out, which happens, everybody knows. And a place I used to teach piano in, a little store called Maggio Music, I saw a sign which I could have written. You know, songwriter looking for a partner, cover band, original band, let's see what happens. Called up, that was Anthony. We talked on the phone a few times, said let's meet on September 12th, of course, you know, not knowing the tragedy that was going to occur on the 11th. But we decided to go through with it, and here we are.
Well, interestingly enough, that's a little band called the Moody Blues ended up putting an ad in the paper and getting a little guy named Justin Hayward the same way. So I hope you guys end up with that type of problem to have.
I tried the puffy shirt for the first 6 months of the band. They kicked that off.
You didn't like that? The Herman's Hermits look
didn't fit?
So if we were going to, I understand from this wonderful sheet you have going, and you guys, I would say that from the package you have and everything you're bringing out, you're doing everything that what you would hear from the experts here at the conference is the right things to do.
Oh, absolutely. We do all these conferences, learning annex classes, everything to take the steps in the right direction.
Yeah, and this really works. I mean, this type of a bio sheet with the highlights of stuff, a lot of the times, you know, what you want to say. And then one of the big things I notice here is that you said you had a Grammy. You were nominated for a Grammy. Tell me about the nomination.
Well, we made the short list, right? That's
right.
the good way.
At least you made the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, a promoter out of Rhode Island sent the song in amongst thousands and thousands around the country. And we made the final 60 for best pop arrangement this year. So the committee who voted on the arrangement had to listen. They were sequestered for a weekend to listen to the 60 songs to make them the five nominees and the winner. But we had a 1 in 12 chance just to be recognized by the industry for our arrangement of one of our tunes is an honor. It's and a boost for the resume that you couldn't imagine.
Yeah, and
it was a good deal.
So the song is called Music Man, right?
Yeah,
is that the name of the song? So tell me what Music Man means.
It is actually an homage to the music industry. It's actually basically a songwriter writing songs about songwriters.
Oh, but it's not the industry. It's not like, you know, have a cigar like the
No, sarcasm.
Come in here,
is,
dear boy, have a cigar.
Yeah,
we're gonna go far.
Which one is pink?
No, which one? I don't know.
This is actually a happy-go-lucky, almost 60s number. You get a big kick out of it.
I love the 60s number.
Oh, you'll see.
Well, I'm going to play this up for you, and you hang around, and we'll talk to you a little bit when this is over. But and think about our next little thing called the IMC, this Emmy Award you're up for. So we'll talk about that. Let me get this baby spun up for you. The ending of the song. See, sometimes we get caught by surprise. We were having a producer moment here, and we ended up jumping that one a little bit. So, you produced a video, and
What actually happened? We made the video for a local show in New York called New York Noise.
Okay.
And we could never pierce the corporate veil, and they wouldn't freaking show it. So. Adam heard about this competition where he's sending out. Actually, we're up even for a Digi Festival Award in Italy, also for this video. So we sent it to the Emmys. And next thing you know, the Emmys, they invite us down, and they say you can play on Saturday night for the conference event. I said, what's going on? And they said to us that we were nominated for Best Video, Best Indie Video of the Year.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was actually written by Adam. It's filmed in Brooklyn. And we even filmed part of it in front of the Brooklyn Army Terminal where Elvis gave his big speech when he was drafted.
Right.
The women were outside the fence screaming. And that's actually where it's partially videoed. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Well, we got a few people queuing up here to get on the air, and we're gonna definitely get to your music over time. I'll play this in the transition.
Okay.
To the next group.
And we really appreciate it, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Well,
thank you
so much. If you could check us out, people, it's www.closeenough.com. And it's spelled CLOSENUF. Think phonetics. Close enough.
Phonetics. That's it.
Good job.
What did we say? What did we say earlier?
Pensive and phonetics.
We said we've been able to say pensive and phonetic. So that is amazing.
It's a good day.
We've come a long way. I have to say, thanks so much, guys, and
appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Well, this is number 11 on the list, and we'll pop that in, and we'll get our next guest up here. Thank you so much. On the air here. All right, we got close enough there, and we're close enough to throw rocks at us. We're here at the Sheraton at the IMC down here at the shore, I guess you could say. We're very close to the river. Finally, the hurricane torrential rains have let up on us a little bit.